Right, Danny, then first of all, let's talk about the injuries first. Ramage, what's the prognosis with him?
We're not quite sure. He's having a scan today. We'll hopefully get the results of that later on this, tonight. We're hoping it's... we're not hoping it's as serious, but we just never know. So until that comes through, we can't give him much more on that one.
Best case scenario, what's that?
A couple of weeks, a couple of 3 weeks. Worst case, I would say, the season. Yeah, that's so. So really, either way, it's not ideal, but it's what happens.
So that brings on to the next question of Craney. How long will it be before he's back?
Again, you find it difficult to put a finger on a timescale with hamstrings because of the vulnerability of the injury. And I think that we have to be very careful with him. I really don't know. I would suggest a couple of weeks. It may be more. I don't really know at this stage. Yeah, we monitor that on a daily basis, quite honestly.
So following on, aside from Ramage then from the weekend, who else is a doubt then, if you're counting bodies, and now ahead of the trip to Reading?
Well, we've got a few doubts at the moment in time, but they're ones that we have to, I'll just keep to ourselves for the moment, because we don't know exactly going into the game who will be available at this stage. So we'll keep a few cards close to our chest on that one, but with a bit of luck we'll have with everybody available to us, but it's unlikely.
Given that you have got injuries and some are obviously not going to play tomorrow, like Ramage and Craney, etc., with the loan window about to close, are you looking? How desperate are you to get somebody in?
Well, we are looking, of course we are, yeah. I wouldn't say it's desperate, but it's very difficult from our point of view to get the players in that we think will help us. You've got a possibility of some young lads who are untested at championship level, and I think they would be in abundance. You could take your pick of those, but you just don't know what you're getting, quite honestly. That's the difficulty of things. The experienced ones are mostly being kept hold of at clubs, so we're trying to filter through them all and see what is available. Should we need to do something prior to Thursday?
Do you think you will be doing so, given that there's four or five lads who aren't going to play for the next two or three weeks in a critical part of the season?
Well, I don't know. The problem we have, you see, because you're only allowed to put five loans on your bench, in your squad. We have that five already. We've got two long-term ones with Pedersen and Ramage, and then we have Jack Hunt and McLaughlin. So I think in those areas there, we have to be very mindful that we have to be careful what we're doing. It's not an easy task, but it's something that if we do feel that we need it, we might have to push a button quite late.
It's a difficult one, isn't it, given where the team are in the season, and saying that in taking that risk on a young player to come in, I suppose you'd have to say that for the young players that are here as well. They're obviously finding their feet in the game. You need that more experience.
Well, of course you do, yeah. The two lads that we've got there, at this moment in time, would be fine. With Bijan and Lewin, they're fine. But, we just don't know when, or if anything would happen to them, what we would do in that respect, because we just don't have the backup. And it's simple as that, and it does happen at times, it's always a time in the areas where you're quite vulnerable, you seem to get the injuries, at this stage, the two centre-backs in particular, going out, that's very difficult.
Since we last spoke, or you last spoke to Radio Sheffield, you brought in Chris Hutchins. Why him?
Because I know Chris very, very well. I know his background, I know his experience that he's had throughout the game, not just on playing-wise, but certainly on the management and coaching side of it. And I feel that he can offer us a great deal, he's quite an upbeat kind of guy as well, so that's always helpful at this stage of the season. And I'm sure that we'll work well together. We have the same ideas, so let's hope we can get our heads together and get some results in the next few weeks.
Timing-wise, why were the changes made now?
Well, I'm not going to go through all that now. We've gone through that process. It's been put to bed, and as I say, we're moving on now. We've got a big game in front of us on Tuesday, so let's put that to bed.
Right. It's interesting though that it was made at a crucial time in the season. Because
I'm not going through with it again. I've just said to you there now. We're going to shut it down. It's never going to be the right time to do it. If we hadn't have made a decision now, people have said, why? If we do it at the end of the season, why didn't you do it before? We're always accused of this, that, and the other in hindsight. So that's in one respect. I told it this time that I've made the decision, and that's the end of it. We move on and move forward.
Hmm. If I can ask one final question on this, though, at the time when you came in, would you have liked your own coaching staff in then?
It's irrespective, it's not even a question that I can answer. And I won't answer it because I think it's the decision's been made in the last week or so. So let's move on.
You mentioned there about Chris and his upbeat nature. How important is that right now? And how low, if you like, is the dressing room then?
Well, it's not banging away, you can imagine. You know, particularly after losing a goal so late in at the game on Saturday, you know, that does knock the stuffing out of you somewhat. You know, and particularly when we felt we deserved something out of the game. You know, so that was always very tough to take, but it's a cruel game. And but saying that, you know, listen, we're still in with a great fighting chance. You know, I don't know what people want keep wanting me to say. Are we out and are we buried? Or is that it? Because it's not. We're far from it. We've got a great fighting chance. We've got some terrific games coming up. Tough games, admittedly, but some terrific games coming up. The fixtures of the other teams that's in and around us, and there's a few more than people will say at this moment in time. They've got some very, very tough fixtures as well. It can change on a game-to-game basis, and that's what we believe we can affect. Starting with, hopefully, we'll get a good result at Reading.
I know, though, there will be fans that are screaming, saying, well, look, the evidence of a previous good run hasn't been there for the whole season. So they have fears that that's not likely to change now.
So what do? We give up? Because it's not happened before, why can't it happen now? There's got to be a time in the season when you have a good run, and why not? Best time to have it is now. So we generally believe that we can do that. You know, and the one thing we won't do is give up the ghost. And some people may do, but that's their decision, and we can't do much about that. But certainly from where we are, we certainly won't do that.
You've always been an upbeat character as well, Danny. Do the players buy into that? Because all I've heard a lot since Saturday that the players have lost the fight, the heads have dropped, there's an acceptance amongst the playing staff that the team are going down. What vibes are you getting?
Well, there's an acceptance from the playing staff that are going down. I mean, you've just been talking to me there, and I've just given you the reasons why we're not going down. To suggest that the players are giving up the ghost, I suppose you've got to look back at the game over 90 minutes on Saturday to suggest they haven't given up the ghost against a very good Bournemouth side, and they've held their own very much. And so I think that's a complete, you know, fallacy in those type of statements. And that type of stuff, you know, it gives you more desire to win and desire to do well. Because if people do, you know, feel that way, then, as I said before, we can't do anything about those feelings other than turn it round and shove them down the throat.
Do you think it'll take something special to keep this lot up this year then?
It's going to take something special before the first game I've played before we played Leeds. You asked me the same question and I said then, it's a very, very unforgiving league. You know, there's no gimmies in this league. There's no games that you think, well, you know, maybe you play one or two players in this position and that position. You can't do that in this league. You have to put out your best team you possibly can in front of you. And that's what we've got to do. And we've got to believe that that's the way and the way forward and the way that we can win our games.
So what's been the major priority, if you like, following such a defeat at the weekend, in the circumstances that they arrive, between now and getting on the bus, which you're about to do, to go to Reading?
Well, the one thing more than anything is getting the dressing room back up again, you know, and getting them back on the training ground as we did yesterday, you know, and on the Sunday, and bring them on Monday again, and preparing again for Tuesday. There's too many games in front of us to start worrying. If we start to worry, then we will lose games. You know, we've got to make sure that worry's not there. You know, the fear's not there. We've got to go out and we've got to try and put a performance in that we feel will give us a good result. And listen, people are writing us off left, right and centre, and I've been done for a long time. They'll certainly write the game off at Reading because they're going quite well. But we know what football's like, and we know, you know, how a result can be turned on its head at times. In expectation, I think that, and we have to believe we can do that, and I certainly do. And going down to Reading does not faze me whatsoever. In fact, I'm quite looking forward to it. It's a great pitch, great stadium. It'll be a great atmosphere down there, particularly with the way that they're going. What a great game to get a result from.
So, how do you approach this one then? Yeah, they're about five unbeaten, aren't they? Do you throw caution to the wind here? Because there is that kind of idea, if Barnsley had been written off at Reading and for the season, you know, it's getting to the stage where it's stick or twist time.
Listen, I think we've approached every game, and whether we've done it or not is obviously in the results. We try to win every game. We don't go to anywhere just to lay down and just take the result and think, well, they expected 3 points. We don't do that. And anybody who approaches a game like that won't play. you know, because that's not the objective. But I think the fact that you throw caution to the wind, there has to be some sort of caution. You can't just go willy-nilly at this level. You will be picked off and you'll be suffering heavy defeats week after week after week if you can continue to do that. You have to stay in the game, and you have to stay in the game as long as you can, and that's what we'll be trying to do. We'll try and stay in the game. Yes, we'll want to win the game, and yes, we want to create chances, but there's also a realism as well that you have to be very careful at times, and you do not underestimate what's in front of you.
So what are Reading's main strengths then? What are their main characteristics?
Pace. They've got good pace. They've played a high tempo. They've got some quality players there who've been played in the Premier League for quite a few seasons. So that's itself to come to terms with and get into a level power of a standard of play with them. You know, there's also the fact that they're going quite well for the playoff places. So that'll be an extra incentive for them. But there's no bigger one than us than that for us. Our survival is at stake. You know, and if we can't pull out all the stops and give it everything and sweat a bit of blood now and again, then, you know, we don't deserve to stay up. But I think from where we are and what they've shown me in the game on Saturday in particular, that fight is still in the dog, that's for sure.
Danny, what about goalkeeping coach? Are you going to bring one of them in?
Hopefully, yes, hopefully. But it's the priority really is the team at the moment. So, but yes, there's some questions got out of it, just waiting for answers now.
Obviously, there's nothing you can do about this, but you've got two long trips this week to obviously Reading now and then Yeovil on Saturday. Is that quite a difficult week to manage?
No more difficult than any other week, whether they're together or not, you know. Yeah. But you know, off the back of that, we've got two hard games away from home. We come with some return back from them, and then the two home games are brilliant that we've got after those two games, after the Yeovil game. So, but yeah, I mean, listen, it's the first game first, and the first one at Reading is a tough assignment, of course it is, but it's not something that, as I said before, it phases us. You know, we've got to go there and look forward to the challenge, and I certainly do.